إن الحمد لله تعالى نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the cherisher, the sustainer, the one who provides to us and provides to all of his creation. And we bear witness that he has sent Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Prophet Jesus alayhi salam, and all these chain of prophets since Adam to correct and to guide humanity to the straight path. I bear witness that he is the only one in this universe that is flawless and perfect and flawless of all deficiencies and of all, and the one who owns all the qualities of greatness. He is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We Muslims need to understand this Holy Quran, and we are still talking about the subject of understanding, or towards the understanding of the Holy Quran. And we have divided the Holy Quran, the contents of the Holy Quran, into three main components. The first one has to do with the rules and regulations, the do's and the don'ts, the halal and the haram. And the second component has to do with the secrets of nature. And these secrets of nature serve two purposes. The first one is that Allah is highlighting signs in His creation to get our attention to these signs that He has created, and to get our attention because these are signs in the created universe, signs in the book of created universe that is readable by everyone. That when we see them, we get impressed about the power and the greatness and the abilities and the capabilities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's an evidence that He exists. That's called the evidence of intelligent design. If you have a car that is intelligently designed, that's good design, well designed the car, there has to be a designer for the car. What do you think about a human being, such a sophisticated human being, such a sophisticated life, such a sophisticated solar system, such a sophisticated universe? Who is the designer? Who is the builder? Who is the creator? It's Allah. He is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second purpose of these secrets of nature that Allah highlights, the signs in His creation, is to serve as a scientific verification of the Holy Quran, is to prove that the Quran will remain to continue to be a continuous miracle, a miracle that can be verified by us anytime and any place. And these scientific verifications of the Holy Quran is a miracle that proves the correctness of the Quran, and it proves that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could not fabricate the Quran. And no one, whether he's Prophet Muhammad or other than Prophet Muhammad, can fabricate such a thing at 1400 years ago. And then the third component, which we're going to start talking about today, which is the component of the Quran that deals with our spiritual being. And indeed, in order to understand this component, we need to understand ourselves. We need to understand who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to understand ourselves in relation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to understand our heart. We need to take a cross-section in our hearts and see what influences our heart. We need to understand our temptations, our emotions, our desires, our conscience. We need to understand the pressures that influence the heart, because the heart is the chamber room, the roof that leads, that drives, that controls the entire body. And we need to understand all of these things. Now, we human beings, like any other creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are built of two or more units. There is no creation of Allah other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself that is built of one unit except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the only one unit. He is the only unity. He is the only perfect, flawless unit. He is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the unit that is way above and beyond any description that describes Him as less than perfect. One of the names of Allah is As-Salam. As-Salam means the flawless. As-Salam, salima min al-uyub, means he's free of flaws, free of deficiencies, free of anything that describes him less than perfect quality or less than, or describes him that has a deficiency. He is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the only unit that deserves to claim the attributes of greatness. All the attributes of greatness, the attributes of Allah are divided into two. The attributes of beauty and the attributes of greatness. Allah is the only one in this whole universe that can claim the attributes of greatness, because the attributes of greatness belong to nobody except to only one unit, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this unit, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is totally independent of all other units. It doesn't need any other unit. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes himself as al-qayyum, al-qayyum in ayat al-kursi, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyu al-qayyum. Qayyum means the one who supports everything else, and he doesn't need any kind of support. We need the earth to carry us, support our weight. We need the food. When you look at the food chain, every member of the food chain needs to feed on the one below. And you keep going down in the food chain, you find the lowest member in the food chain, which is probably the plants, they need the sun. And the sun needs the earth to rotate and balance. And you know, also the plants, they need the soil and they need the water. And the sun and the earth need each other. And we, as different individuals, need each other and need other members of this universe. We cannot, the only unit that is totally independent, needless to any other unit, needless to any kind of support, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who doesn't need his qayyum as-samawati wal-ard. Prophet Muhammad used to pray to him and say, Ya qayyum as-samawati wal-ard, O you the supporter of heaven and earth, you are the supporter of heaven and earth, and you don't need any kind of support. When Prophet Muhammad used to see someone who changed it because he got older or something, a building that has been destroyed, he used to say, Subhanalladhi yughayyir wa la yataghayyir. Praise be to him, the one who changes everything else, and he himself does not change. He is al-hayy al-qayyum, the one who is continuously alive. Because life and death is function of the time. You are alive at one point of time, you are dead at another point of time. And keep in mind, by the way, that we will be dead much longer than that we will be alive. Our death period is way much longer than our life itself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't change with time, from life to death and death to life, from sleep to awake, from awake to sleep, and from young to old or from old to young. Allah is the one who contains the time. He described himself as al-awwal wal-akhir, the one who contains the time. We are contained inside the time, from the time of birth to the time of death. Allah contains the entire time. The entire time is contained within Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He described himself in Surah Al-Hadid as al-awwal, the one who's before the beginning, and al-akhir, who the one who's after the beginning, after the end. He is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we are ordered, anytime we hear a description that describes Allah as less than perfect, complete, independent, flawless unit of highest equality, we are ordered to say, Subhanallah. When we hear someone saying that Allah created heavens and earth in 6 days, and then He rested in the seventh day, what do we say? We say, Subhanallah. Which means that is Allah way above and beyond any description that describes him as a unit that has deficiency. He gets tired working 6 days and he needs to rest on the seventh day. Allah is way above and beyond such a description, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why associating with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has two kinds. There is the kind which is bigganism, is association in the quantity, which is claiming that Allah is more than one unit. But there is also association in the quality, to claim that the unit, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, doesn't have the perfect, flawless, as-salam, the flawless quality, the deficiency-free, the free of all kinds of deficiencies and shortcomings. When somebody describes Allah as someone who discovers the future the way we discover the future, who doesn't have control over the future the way we don't have control over the future. When somebody describes Allah as taking a nap, or eating a food, or dependent on any other unit outside of him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. When somebody describes Allah as a person who sacrifices, as a one who sacrifices, and sacrifice requires pain and losses, describing Allah as the one who will have pain, the pain of sacrifice, and who will suffer losses, the losses of sacrifice. All these descriptions are called association in the quality, not in the quantity of Allah. Also trying to draw fuzzy boundaries to describe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a unit, but divided with some kind of boundaries into three subunits: the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, or whatever description. There are not three units, it's one unit, but some kind of fuzzy divisions exist to divide Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And indeed, all of this is association in the quality of this unit, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, in the light of this understanding, we go back to ourselves. We are like all creations of Allah. We are made and created of more than one unit. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ سُلَالَةٍ مِنْ طِينٍ, that we are created from a first component, a first unit, which is made of mud. Allah has fashioned Adam from mud. فَإِذَا سَوَّيْتُهُ, when I fashion him from clay. And that is the first unit. When Allah fashioned Adam from clay, Adam was just dead. Adam wasn't alive yet. Because that's just one unit. The second unit didn't come into Adam yet. The second unit came when Allah says, وَنَفَخْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِي, and then I breathed into him from my spirit. Then this is the second unit that Adam is made of. So we are made of two units: the materialistic being, or the body, and the spiritual being, and or the soul. In the light of this understanding, even we as individuals who are built of two units, still, we are not even, each unit is dependent on the other units. The body can't live without the soul, and the soul can't live without the body. This soul is the secret of life. And the secret of life can come only from Allah. Because one of the attributes of greatness of Allah is the Creator. The one, the only one who can give life, and no one else can claim the ability to give the secret of life except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even, you know, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us from these two units, we as individuals made of two units still need the support of other individuals, need to eat other components or other members of the food chain, need the sun. We cannot claim that we are, even as two units, are independent of all other units, or self-sufficient or self-satisfied like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recognizes that we have needs. The body has his own needs, and the soul has his own needs, has its own needs. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does provide for both. The Ar-Razzaq who provides for the body is the same Al-Hadi who provides for the soul. Al-Hadi feeds the soul, and Ar-Razzaq feeds the body, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Since we are the customers of this Qur'an, and we are the ones who are supposed to feed on this Qur'an, we, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has provided in this Qur'an for us food for our spirit, vitamins from our spirits, medications for our spirit, to satisfy the need of the spirit, just like He has also provided for us to satisfy the need of our body. And that is the third component of this Holy Qur'an, which is the spiritual food, spiritual vitamins, spiritual vaccinations, and the spiritual medications. To inspire our hearts, to free our hearts from spiritual viruses, to free our hearts from spiritual diseases that we might get, the blindness of the heart, the deafness of the heart, all these spiritual diseases that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described in the Quran, to submit ourselves in full obedience to our temptations, when our temptations take full control over us, and we turn our back to the guidance of Allah, and when we are at intersection, and we have to make a decision either to follow the guidance of Allah or to follow our temptations, we turn our back to the guidance of Allah and let the decision go according to our temptations. When we are infected with these kind of spiritual diseases, then there are medications that are built in this third component of the Holy Quran that can treat us from all these spiritual diseases and spiritual viruses. And inshallah, we will start talking about them next khutbah. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد